Bridges? Anybody know Brother Culver? Remember Brother Culver? Yeah, he kind of had a rough voice there, so he was a preacher, you know. Thinking it was a, when the roll is called up yonder, we'll be filled with awe and wonder. When we see that blood-washed number, some from every tribe and nation will be there. Amen? That's a good version. I like that missionary version. Some from every tribe and nation are going to be there. Amen. Turn your Bibles here to 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1 through 8. We won't tarry too long. Thank you, brother, for letting us come, be a part of your missions convention, and share what God is doing in Guatemala. Thank you for your support over the years and for your concern for worldwide missions. Now, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 to 8, Paul said, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. I think it means everybody, right? For kings, all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Now, that means everybody, right? All men. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. I think that means everybody, right? Hey. To be testified in due time, whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. I will therefore that men pray everywhere. I think that means everywhere. Yeah. Lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubt. You can be seated. We'll talk to you a little bit about missionary theology this morning. And this passage of Scripture really is the heart of missionary theology. And really, your theology or your view of God and of God's dealings with men, that's what theology is. And all of us have a theology, whether you're a theologian or not. All right? I mean, you all have a view of God. And you all have an idea about how God deals with you or in how God deals with somebody else. And so, in essence, all of us are theologians because we have some idea about God. And even if we say we don't have any idea about God, how can you combat something that's not there? Yeah. I mean, the atheist proves there's a God by the fact that he says there ain't no God. Huh? That's like saying, I'm going south and there ain't no north. No, if you're going south, there's got to be a north. That's because the law of opposites is evident everywhere in the universe, right? There's a plus, there's a minus. There's a right, there's a wrong. There's a left, there's a right. There's a up, there's a down. Hey, there is a God. Amen? And that God has manifested himself through the person of Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Savior. But your theology, your idea about God, what you think and believe about God and his dealings with men and you in particular, is going to determine your methodology, or it's going to determine your actions, your values, and your lifestyle. And so there's just four things here I want to point out in this passage of Scripture. First thing is that we need in our missionary theology is the fact that prayer for all people in all places is important. In fact, it's mandated by God. I liked your screen. It said, pray for the Martin family. That's our missionaries we're praying for this month. And Brother Smith, when he got up here, talked about praying, amen, for missionaries. And, you know, that's the most important thing you can do is pray. Amen. First of all, he said, first of all, huh? I exhort, therefore, and he's preaching, that first of all, I mean, that puts it at the top of God's priority list that we pray for missions. Huh? I mean, then he says supplications, prayers, and those are the word intercessions. That is important because it means that we can be specific when possible. Okay? Now, I don't know what you're going to do. General Lord, you know, I know people pray for their food. Lord, bless the food, bless all missionaries, amen. Well, I mean, that's good, and God wants you to have a general prayer for missionaries, but he wants us to be specific when we can, amen, when we know specific needs. I could tell you several stories about people praying for us, And we felt it, amen. And there were things going on at the exact time that they were praying for us. We were going through several things. I remember one time we was crossing a river. And the guy running the boat, it wasn't no motorboat. It was a little canoe about half as wide as this pulpit. And maybe from here to the front pew, and we were crossing a river that was, a half mile across it. And it was pretty turbulent. And Sister Pennington and Zona, Sarah, and Bloopy was in that canoe with that one guy. And, the guy was drunk, okay? And they smelled whiskey, and he was... They're crossing this river, and to get over to a church service. And, it was dark. It was black. It was after church. We was going back across the river. And I had already gone over there, and I had got one. And I was thinking, if this boat turns over, of course, they don't supply you with life vests, okay? But I was thinking, I hope them girls are all right back there, brother. If that boat turns over, they're all going to drown, amen, because they don't know how to swim. At least not a half mile. Well, we get back to compound, and Loopy's wife, Sister Irma, she says, what were you guys doing about 9:30 last night? So, we crossed the river. She said, we were sleeping. And God woke us up in the middle of sleep and said, get down and pray for Loopy and the Penningtons right now. And they did. And she wanted to know what was going on. Well, that's what was going on. Amen? I'm talking about prayer, specific prayers, all right? It says everybody ought to pray that all men, prayer be made for all men, and that all need to pray. Verse 8 says, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubt. God wants all Christians to pray. He wants all Christians to pray for all men. Then we need to realize that God has a love and a concern for lost humanity. Verse 3 and 4 said, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. You realize God loves everybody. I know you realize that, but we just got to be told that, because sometimes we don't think God loves people. But God's love is a major theme of the Bible. God's love is a major chord in hymnology of the songs we sing. Amen. We sing about God. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Amen. Amen. And can it be that I should gain? Amen. Huh? Some of them songs, old songs that we sing. Huh? How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love to me. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen could ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. Amen? So God's love is a great thing. You know, Muslims have 99 names for God, names and titles for God, and they got 99 beads on their rosary thing, and they go through them, and Muslims pray, and they go through them 99 names repetitiously. But you know what? They don't have one name of God for Father. Father is not in their list of names for God, because they don't have a loving relationship. But that Father-Son relationship with God that you and I can have, amen, comes through Christianity. Glory to God. So I'm glad, amen, that Father-Son relationship is not foreign in our theology, amen. It's not foreign in our religion, amen. But we can pray to a God, and we can call Him our Father, which art in heaven. Hallelujah. And so God's love and concern. Then, the unique mediatorship of Jesus Christ. Look what he said here in verse 5. There's one God, that's the unity of God, but there's one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. That's the only way people are ever going to be saved. He's the only one. Amen. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and life. No man coming to the Father but by me. Amen. So we have an advocate. You know, Job stood up there when he was having problems with his theology, huh? Yeah, he was having problems with God, and he was having problems with his relationship with God. Amen? Because he was going through a hard trial. But look what he said in Job 9, in verse 32. For he is not a man, speaking about God, as I am, that I should answer him, and that we should come together in judgment. And he said, neither is there any daysman betwixt us. that may lay his hand upon us both. And in, you know, in Job's time there wasn't, but thank God today there is. I heard John say, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Praise God. Hebrews talks about the great high priest, amen, who's touched with the feelings of our infirmities, and we can come boldly before his throne of grace and find mercy in the time of need. Amen. And that word in Hebrew means in the nick of time. Praise God. Amen. I like getting help in the nick of time, don't you? And not only is he a mediator, but he gave himself a ransom for all, he said. Amen. And that's everybody. Glory to God. Guatemalans, little bitty Guatemalans, are great big Sudanese. I've been over to Africa. Yeah, I've preached to the little guys, and I've preached to the big guys. I've preached to them where you had to look up and say, how you doing, sister? Hallelujah. You know what? They all need Jesus. Amen. And Jesus Christ is our mediator. Hallelujah. And he is there to help us. And then the last point, but not certainly not the least, is in this missionary theology portion of Scripture, is the fact that God uses human instrumentality. Paul said, of whom? Huh? I am made an apostle. Praise God. And so God wants to involve you and I in his expansion, in the expansion of his kingdom. Amen? He said, whereunto I am ordained a preacher and apostle, and to speak the truth, and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles. Amen? So, I mean, say, well, Brother Mike, I'm not a missionary. I don't have to worry about it. Or Mike, I'm not even a preacher. I don't have to worry about it. In fact, I'm not even an usher back there to help corral them boys to get out of line. You know? Work on. No, but you know what? You're a believer. And God wants to use you to get these points out. God wants to use you to pray for all men. God wants to use you to show his love to all men. God wants to use you to present Jesus to people. You don't have to be preaching to do that. Amen? Every believer must understand that whatever his occupation, okay? I mean, I know we got a cook and a truck driver over here with this brother. He told me he drives a truck, but he cooks pretty good too, amen? And the people that helped him. And, well, you know, we got all kind of occupations in here. But it doesn't matter what your occupation is. You got to understand that your occupation is only paying your expenses to be an ambassador for Jesus Christ. Yeah? You're an ambassador for Jesus Christ first and foremost. Hallelujah. And God wants you to be used in his kingdom. God wants to use you. Amen. And God has a plan specifically for you to demonstrate his love, to present Christ, to pray for folks. Amen. And encourage other people that can, I mean, just encouraging people, you know, just being a good word. All right. Well, it's noon and your stomachs are growling. It's time to quit. And the bus people has got to leave. And I don't know what it is, amen, to be on a schedule, believe it or not. Amen. So we're going to turn it back to Pastor. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for hosting this mission conference. Amen. And being a part of God's program worldwide. And thank you for including Guatemala in that part of the world. Amen.
Let's stand together. Thank you, Brother and Sister Pennington. Wow. What a great job. What a great job. Oh, to be his hand extended, reaching out to the oppressed. That's an old chorus. Let's sing it together. The altars are open. If you got to go, we understand. But if you can, spend a few moments, rededicate, recommit to this great call. I think it's appropriate this morning. We do not want to close this service without giving you a chance. If you're here and you're unchurched and unsaved, we want to give you an opportunity to come to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I feel his presence. I feel his presence. He is here. Oh, to be his hand extended, reaching out to the oppressed. Let me touch him. Let me touch Jesus. so that others, as we sing it this final time, would you come and join us in the altars if you can? Oh, to be His hand extended, reaching out. You got lost loved ones, you got family members, bring them to the altar. You say, preacher, they're not here. Bring their names before the Lord in this service. We're going to pray. We're going to believe with you. We're going to stand together. We're going to trust that God gives us fruit. He gives us a harvest. Oh, to be His hand extended, reaching out to thee, oppressed. Let me touch Him. Let me touch Jesus, so that others